What if everything you've been told about getting healthy is actually making you sick? Consider this. Nearly 240 million Americans are overweight. 50 million are perpetually dieting. Yet we're getting heavier and sicker every year. Women bear the brunt of this crisis, trapped in a cycle of restriction and self-punishment that promises health but delivers hormonal chaos, exhaustion, and shame. The problem isn't willpower or discipline. It's that we're playing a rigged game where food is engineered for addiction, beauty standards are impossible, and the rules themselves are destroying our bodies from the inside out. Western culture has turned women's bodies into battlegrounds. We fantasize about slicing off fat, envy those who don't struggle with weight, and wage constant war against our own flesh. This isn't vanity. It's survival in a world that measures female worth by waist circumference. But here's what most don't realize. This warfare has physical consequences far beyond hurt feelings. When you restrict calories, avoid fat, or force your body into unnatural shapes, you're not just fighting your reflection. You're fighting millions of years of evolutionary programming designed to keep you alive and fertile. America's Puritan roots didn't disappear. They got repackaged as wellness. Women fast, count calories, and exercise obsessively, not for divine connection, but for social validation and control. The statistics tell the story. 59% of vegetarians are female, and we've normalized food restriction that would horrify our great-grandmothers. The cruel irony, restriction creates exactly what it promises to eliminate. Low-calorie dieting creates new fat cells that never disappear, waiting to refill when you eat normally again. Your body interprets restriction as famine, triggering desperate hunger that leads to cravings, overeating, crushing guilt, and more restriction. It's a biochemical trap disguised as virtue. The low-fat craze might be restriction's most damaging legacy. We fear butter and avoid egg yolks despite zero scientific evidence that dietary fat causes disease. Heart disease, diabetes, and obesity exploded after we replaced natural fats with processed seed oils and added sugar to make low-fat foods palatable. Your body needs fat for hormones, vitamin absorption, brain function, and cellular repair. The solution isn't more rules, it's radical nourishment. Feed yourself nutrient-dense foods. Meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, natural fats, and enough calories to signal safety rather than famine. Much of what we call hunger is actually nutrient deficiency. When you feed your body what it truly needs, desperate cravings quiet, weight normalizes, and hormones balance, not because you've mastered discipline, but because you've stopped fighting your biology. Here's what the diet industry won't tell you. Women's bodies respond differently than men's. A man can fast, slash carbs, and exercise intensely without consequence. Try that as a woman and watch your period disappear, your thyroid crash, and your hair fall out. Your reproductive system requires immense resources and careful hormonal orchestration. Skip meals, overexercise, or cut carbs too low, and your body interprets it as famine immediately halting optional processes like ovulation, clear skin, and fat burning. But excess causes problems too. Significant overweight leads to conditions like PCOS, where hormones run wild and fertility plummets. The modern woman faces a cruel catch-22. Restriction damages hormones, but so does the standard American diet. Your body isn't broken. Left to its own devices, it knows exactly what to do. Ovulating when resources are available, healing itself, maintaining hormone balance, regulating hunger. All it needs is proper fuel and freedom from processed foods, chronic stress, and self-imposed starvation. After eliminating processed foods, eat like your great-great-grandmother. Vegetables rich in antioxidants, starches like potatoes and sweet potatoes for thyroid and reproductive function, and yes, beef and red meat. A 2010 meta-analysis of 350,000 people found insufficient evidence connecting saturated fat to heart disease. Your ancestors thrived on animal products. Diseases blamed on meat appeared after we replaced traditional fats with seed oils. Organ meats, especially liver, contain astronomical nutrients, 53,400 units of vitamin A versus zero in plants, plus B vitamins, copper, iron, and vitamins D, E, and K. Fish and seafood provide omega-3 fats that counterbalance inflammatory omega-6s, improving mental health, cardiovascular function, and fertility. Eggs are nutritional powerhouses containing choline, minerals, B vitamins, and vitamins A, D, E, and K. They won't cause heart disease despite the cholesterol myth. And yes, fat glorious, satisfying, hormone-building fat. Not inflammatory seed oils, but saturated fats from animal products, medium-chain fatty acids like coconut oil, monounsaturated fats like olive oil and avocados, and omega-3s from fish. These fats build your brain, balance hormones, satisfy hunger, and signal your body it's safe to be healthy, fertile, and lean. Nutrition is 75% of the health equation, but the remaining 25% matters enormously. Prioritize sleep, complete darkness, uninterrupted cycles, and natural waking. Poor sleep disrupts circadian rhythms and forces stress hormones at inappropriate times, suppressing digestion, reproduction, and immune function. Move throughout the day, not just during exercise. Sitting more than 6 hours daily increases premature death risk by 40%. Hardcore cardio can't undo that damage. Our bodies were designed for constant low-level movement with occasional sprints, not marathon sessions that increase oxidative stress. High-intensity interval training and weight training provide superior benefits in less time, building muscle that improves glucose management, boosts growth hormone, enhances metabolism, and creates natural strength. Embrace the sun. We've been terrorized into avoiding sunlight, ignoring that vitamin D from sun exposure prevents cancer, heart disease, osteoporosis, and autoimmune conditions while boosting hormone function, fertility, mood, and immunity. Our ancestors lived outdoors. We've imprisoned ourselves in artificial lighting. Chronic stress means chronic cortisol. Your body never gets to heal, build, or thrive. Managing stress isn't optional self-care, it's survival. The ultimate goal is embodied empowerment, lighting a fire in your spirit while nourishing your body and developing genuine self-love. Here's the secret. You determine how sexy you are. Not your boyfriend, not strangers on the internet, not the fashion industry. You. Self-love isn't narcissism. It's the foundation of happiness, success, and genuine attractiveness. Society has systematically robbed women of their inherent worth through objectification and impossible standards, but this damage is reversible. There's no standard of beauty or goodness to live up to because those standards are cultural inventions, not natural laws. Fearlessness transforms self-love from internal acceptance to external confidence. Everything we do is either an act of fear or an act of love. Fear drives self-criticism and hiding. Love drives strutting, embracing your story, body, and spirit with such pride that external pressures cannot tear you down. Your journey won't be linear. You'll have days where you nail it and days where you fall apart. That's not failure, that's being human. What matters is the overall trajectory: healing, becoming healthier, and loving yourself through the process. Give your body what it needs and watch it transform into the strongest, healthiest, most vibrant version of yourself. That's not just sexy, that's power.